You're listening to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Now time to dive into the big news story today. Once again, the Trump-Russia investigation. The Justice Department has appointed a special counsel to investigate the possibility of a plot with Russia to influence the presidential election. That special counsel is Robert Mueller. He was FBI director under Presidents Bush and Obama. He's considered a highly qualified and bipartisan choice. Here to help you understand what's happening is NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing. Thank you for doing this, Phil.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What kind of evidence would Robert Mueller have to find to show that the Trump campaign colluded with Russia?
That's a great question, because if you think about it from one perspective, there's already a lot of evidence. There's conversations we know from leaks and official statements and other sources that took place between President Trump's campaign aides and people connected with the Russian government. There's trips that those people allegedly took. And there's already a lot of stuff that's kind of out in the open, but that is not enough to potentially take any kind of legal process forward, apparently. And so one thing that everyone here in Washington, D.C. is watching is what can Mueller discover that's not in the public eye that people don't know? Are there anyone other than the headline names that you might recognize, the campaign aides who are involved in this? And if so, what kind of evidence can he get on them? That might change the conversation if, in fact, there's a lot more to this than we know already from what's been reported in the newspapers.
Well, you mentioned that there have been meetings and conversations among Trump advisors and Russian officials, but I want to play you the sound of the Republican who leads the House Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, on Fox News, saying that there's not evidence of a collusion, and then he doesn't fear this investigation.
Look, I have not seen any evidence of actual collusion. Where is the actual crime that they think they need a special prosecutor to prosecute? I haven't seen that. There's been a lot of flailing, but that flailing started before January 20th.
What do you think about that assessment, Phil, that there's no evidence of the big crime colluding with Russia? This is mostly just a flailing White House.
Well, you don't know what you don't know. So there's a couple ways to respond to what he said, or I should say there's a couple ways to view those comments. We normal people out in the public who are just trying to go about our lives and do our jobs don't know what classified evidence exists behind the scenes, what America's intelligence agencies know from their intercepts, the National Security Agency, the FBI, the CIA. They've been mixed up in this for a long time. And before he was fired, FBI Director James Comey said its counterintelligence investigation had been taking place since last July. So there's a lot, as intelligence government people say, on the high side here that we have not seen in the public. Also, there's a lot of smoke, as the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee keeps saying. The Republican National Committee did change its platform in Cleveland last year to soften support for American assistance to Ukraine, which Russia invaded. And so Chaffetz isn't wrong when he said maybe there's no smoking gun evidence of a crime, but there's a lot of circumstantial evidence. There's a lot of other things that people in this world point to that indicate that they believe it's appropriate for somebody like Robert Mueller to come in and drive the train on this investigation. Again, a lot of this will depend on what he uncovers and what eventually gets made public based on what the government knows but is still classified.
Phil, it's interesting you say there's a lot of smoke, because Mueller's not only supposed to look for coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign, but also, quote, any matters that may arise directly from the investigation. So could he also prosecute leaks, prosecute obstruction of justice?
That's entirely possible. And one of the things that is in the scope of his investigation, and Republicans have talked about since the beginning of this, is how is all this information getting into the New York Times and Washington Post and on the wire services and all of the other news agencies who've been covering this that you've been reading about? And I don't know, and I don't know if Mueller knows, because he's still very new in this job, how much of that he'll get into. But what Republican members of Congress, including Chaffetz, who we heard from, and others on the intelligence committees have said, is that there could be wrongdoing on the part of the previous administration, the Obama administration. They've laid the blame at former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, whom they have accused of abusing her power to look at classified material and then potentially release it to the press. Now, Rice has denied that she's done anything wrong, and Democrats say that that's just a sideshow, that's a smokescreen that the administration and its allies have created to distract from what the real issues here are, they argue. So we don't know exactly where this will lead, but that's one of the things that could potentially be dangerous for everyone in town. You know, this is an unguided weapon, and no one knows where it's going to land.
We're talking with NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing, who's been following this story. Phil, as special counsel, Robert Mueller works for the Justice Department. Couldn't President Trump fire him like he fired the FBI director?
It would be very dicey politically for that to take place, but that is absolutely correct. President Trump enjoys the privilege and the power to relieve all these leaders at the Justice Department and the FBI and the other agencies in the federal government who serve at his pleasure, who are the top-level political appointees. But the official line from the White House and its allies has been, if this leads to a resolution to this matter in a way that makes it go away, because they argue there's no basis here, there's nothing for these investigators to find, so much the better. Or at least that was their initial reaction last night. This morning, President Trump took a different tone on Twitter. He has called this a witch hunt. He denies there's any merit to the story. And he's called himself the most prosecuted politician in history. I should say the most persecuted politician in history. And we will just have to see. Only time will tell. But yes, it is true that if things got to a point where they felt it wasn't going well or there were some other issues they wanted to resolve, Trump does have that power to get rid of the deputy attorney general and potentially this special counsel as well.
We've been talking about Russia interfering with our election. So does this investigation include everything after the election, Russians meeting with Jeff Sessions and Michael Flynn, et cetera? Is that part of Robert Mueller's job?
What I think he will do is at some point establish a timeline of how this worked, because there's the aspect that we hear most often about that could potentially concern President Trump and his campaign aides. But there's the bigger picture of the story that took place last year, and that's also part of this. The congressional committees are looking into that. I think Robert Mueller's investigation probably also will look into that, because you can't tell one story without telling the other. And the other is much better documented. That's something the U.S. intelligence communities have written about in an unclassified way in a big document they released at the beginning of this year, in which they said they believe with high confidence, in their phrase, the Russians interfered with hacking and leaks and social media meddling and trolls and all the other things a lot of us remember from last year, first to hurt Hillary Clinton and then to help Donald Trump eventually become elected. And I wouldn't be surprised if when Mueller does his final report or whatever comes out of this process, we learn even more about that than we know today from those previous Intelligence Committee reports.
Okay, that's a snapshot of where we are on this Trump-Russia investigation. Thanks to NPR's national security editor, Phil Ewing. Thanks a lot, Phil.
My pleasure.